Bette Midler suggests Biden arrest Republicans. Allow FBI to use deadly force to regain Democrat House majority. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 5, 2024. Singer-actress Bette Midler, star of Disney's Hocus Pocus 2, suggested that President Joe Biden arrest Republican members of Congress and allow the FBI to use deadly force in order to regain Democrat House majority. Now that Joe has total immunity, many are urging him to be GOP ruthless. Here's a suggestion for implementing his new powers. Midler wrote in a Friday X post, sharing a screenshot from an opinion piece published by The New Republic. The Ruthless People actress shared a specific section of the article that fantasized about a scenario in which Biden orders the arrests of several Republican members of Congress, which included a scene depicting Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., getting shot and killed while resisting arrest. I regret to inform you that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson has been arrested. A number of other members of the House Republican Conference have been taken into custody, the fantasy read. Jim Jordan, unfortunately, attempted to resist arrest. After wrestling with an FBI agent, he met a tragic fate. In the sudden absence of those members, there is a new majority in the House, it continued. The hypothetical scenario concluded, stating, I look forward to a long and cooperative relationship. I can say proudly, gridlock is at last broken. And we can all give thanks to the Supreme Court. Midler is not the only actress fantasying about killing Republicans and urging Biden to take measures that would result in assassinations. This week, Netflix's Orange is the New Black actress Lea Delaria literally and emphatically called on Biden to assassinate former President Donald Trump in response to the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity, posting a video for her 1.1 million Instagram followers urging Biden to blow him up. Joe, you now have the right to take that bitch Trump out. Take him out, Joe, Delaria said. If he was Hitler, and this was 1940, would you take him out? Well, he is Hitler. And this is 1940. Take him the fuck out. Blow him up, or they'll blow us up. Facts. Watch below. Actress Rosie O'Donnell also flirted with the idea, telling her 2.4 million TikTok followers that presidents are allowed to order assassinations and suggesting that Biden now has the right to kill people. Apparently a president is above the law, and he could hire anyone to kill anyone and be immune from prosecution, which would mean, I assume, that President Biden has seen that right now, O'Donnell said. Watch below. As Breitbart News reported, the claim that a U.S. president can now order the assassination of Americans and political opponents following the Supreme Court's ruling on Monday is false. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.